friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hello there. I am so glad that you're here. And I'll tell you what, this week is a flying by. I don't know. Just having Monday off just kind of threw me off. Can you believe it's already Thursday, May the 28th, 2015? Fred, how you doing? Joey Kroll with you. So good to see. Go ahead, pull up a chair to the table of fellowship. Take your coat off. Relax. Let me get you some iced tea. And let's fellowship together. Amen. Hey, friends, so good to see you. I pray that your week is coming along. And yeah, I had Monday off for Memorial Day, and that has just thrown me off completely this week. Oh, yeah, so the garbage pickup day is adjusted because it was a holiday on Monday. Very small things that we're making in the mountains. I know that for a fact. Well, I'll tell you what, it is, hard to believe that final few days of May. June starts on Monday, and June 13th, I sure hope you have it marked down on your calendar, Saturday night, June 13th, Ivan Parker will be in concert at First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. General seating is a suggested gift of $10. You don't need to get tickets. Just show up and we'll do a love offering. Just throw you $10 in the bucket. But if you want the real experience, the reserved artist circle seating with a meet and greet with Ivan Parker, that's a suggested gift of $25. And we can reserve your seats and set that up for you. But you do have to call us if you want the artist circle meet and greet experience. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Or for our great Indiana listeners, 1-888-333-9466. Looking forward to just that night of fellowship. The Singing Men of GNN will be there as well. Great night of worship, and just it's great coming together as God's people. It's great coming together with other Great News Radio listeners. So again, Saturday night, June 13th, Ivan Parker in concert along with the Singing Men of GNN. If you want more details, just visit greatnewsradio.org or just call Karen. She'll set you up. She'll give you everything you need to know and then some. 217-367-7777. You know, we live in a day and age where we are always being made aware of what we eat. I mean, you pick up a magazine, a newspaper, or you see an article, ads that remind us to eat wisely, to avoid junk food as much as possible, right? You know, in 1 Peter 2:2, it says that like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. You know, friend, here at Great News Radio, we bring forth a healthy dose of spiritual food. Amen. Through the music and messages that you hear each and every day. And if you believe in our mission and the vision here at Great News Radio, bringing forth a healthy dose of God's Word, would you consider joining us in the 2020 Challenge, which is somebody giving a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. As you know, here at Great News Radio, we are listener supported, which means we really do depend on God's grace and His people rallying around this ministry and praying for us, but also supporting us financially as well. So can you be a friend to give a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months? You can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org. And right there in the right-hand side, you should see the word donate. Go ahead and click on that button. You can give with your credit card or through your checking or savings account. Or you can just give us a call, 217-367-7777, to make your gift over the phone. But consider giving a gift today of $20 for the next 20 months, all part of the 2020 challenge. You can send in your gift of support and words of encouragement as well to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And thank you so much for your continued prayers and your continued support of this radio ministry. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about who we are as the people of God. And the Bible calls us the body of Christ. So we're going to be taking a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. The Word of God is filled with vivid images that describe the people of God, like the temple in which God's Spirit dwells, or the vine planted and nourished for the glory of God, the flock that Christ shepherds, the bride of Christ, the family of God. See, each image provides insight into our individual and corporate identity. And today we're going to take a look at who we are as the people of God. You know, the Bible calls us the body of Christ. We'll see that the body of Christ, you and I, we're joined together, united in one spirit, in a common experience of suffering and rejoicing, and in a shared opportunity and responsibility to serve each other. So if you have your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 12 here. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul writes here in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 20. It says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. I don't know if you've ever seen a grandfather clock. You can just be memorized if you open up a grandfather clock and be just amazed at the craftsmanships, both in function and in form. See, without the benefit of a battery or electricity, it keeps accurate time through an intricate and delicate process. It's amazing. Its pendulum, weights, and gears all work together to accomplish a shared goal of timekeeping. But you know what the cool thing is? A clock is nowhere near as intricate as a living body. See, imagine the degree of care and concern that must go into the creation of a person. I mean, this truth also speaks to our identity as the body of Christ. See, if a clockmaker invests so much time into creating this complex mechanism, how much more should we be amazed at the creation of the living organism that is the body of Christ? As the individual parts of the body are called members, so the individual persons of the church are called members. Those who are called the body of Christ, which is those who accepted God's free gift of salvation through Christ, share the same breath, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, who enables and empowers his people for the mission of God. We were created to adorn the person and work of Jesus Christ. As people formed by the gospel, we are united to show forth the beauties of the gospel in the way that we love each other. Accordingly, the Spirit has composed the body of Christ in order to facilitate our working together to accomplish the mission of the kingdom of God. The more we appreciate and understand the glory of the body of Christ, the more we will be enthralled with the opportunity to contribute to its common good. Paul continues to write here in 1 Corinthians 12, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Isn't that such a beautiful passage about the body of Christ? See, as God himself is a holy community of three distinct persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, so we were created to dwell in sacred unity in the church. Did you know that? I know that's not the case for many churches today, but for this reason, we need to embrace the biblical truth that a member cannot survive without a body. I think we need to grab hold of that today. See, cut off an ear and see how well it survives, much less hears, right? Though the body might survive the loss of a hand or a foot, the appendage itself won't last once amputated. And this is also true for the body of Christ as well. See, take a member of the church and disconnect him or her from the body, and it won't be long before disease and disorder begin to set in. Isolation is an enemy in our pursuit of sanctification, friend. Those who honestly think that they don't need the body of Christ are in great danger. We need each other to survive and thrive as God intended. Paul wrote that the entire body suffers when an individual member suffers, and the whole body rejoices when a member rejoices. See, he pointed out the interconnected togetherness that marks the body of Christ. I don't know about you, but that's why I love going to church and spend some time with my church family. What we do in our church is we do prayer request praises before the message starts. I know to some people that's just old fashioned and so forth, but that gives us an opportunity to know what's going on in our lives. How can I be praying for you? And what's going on in your life? Oh, you graduated from college. Congratulations. And we celebrate and we rejoice. But we also grieve with those who grieve. That's why it's called the body of Christ. He wrote that the entire body suffers when any individual member suffers, and the whole body rejoices when a member rejoices. It's all part of that interconnected togetherness that marks the body of Christ, friend. It's amazing how an injury to one part of the body will cause pain to another. See, a misaligned back can cause shoulder or neck pain or leg pain. Or see, compensating for a blister on one foot can cause difficulty in the other. Pretty soon, walking itself can be difficult. It can't be a struggle, right? But the same interconnectedness is required for healing as well. See, when the body is functioning properly, it experiences both the pain of injury, but also the joy of healing. See, if we are the members of the same body, then surely we shall suffer together. There is no way around it unless we isolate ourselves, but the isolation strategy for avoiding pain only leads to the disease and disorder that we have already discussed. There is a profound interconnectedness in the body of Christ such that both pain and pleasure extend beyond individual members to be felt by the collective church. When one member suffers, all suffer. When one is honored, all rejoice. Individual rights and privileges and pride are laid down in the light of the gospel. We all have a part to play in the body of Christ. I'm sure if you sit down tonight and you look at all the different talents, all the different skills, all of the different experiences and knowledge of those in your church, it's amazing. God has put that body together. As the body of Christ, the church is the extension of his ministry. We are the body of Christ.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul.
Yes, one of my all-time favorite hymns right there, As the Deer. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Don't forget to mark your calendar for June 13th, Saturday night, Ivan Parker in concert, First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. More details on that at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition. Praise the Lord. We love Fridays, don't we? So that's coming up tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.